Episode 17, Life and the Universe.
Previously on the Beyond Journal.
You see, my books provide me with much knowledge and secrets of the universe, but not the information both you and I seek. Having your own collection is great, but the greatest knowledge is free to anyone who has a library card.
Do you need help?
I don't need your ghost help. And besides, wouldn't I just, like, fall through you anyways?
I actually don't know.
I was so focused on getting out of there, I didn't even realize that my phone fell out of my pocket. I just got it back this morning. Someone just left it on my front step, knocked, and ran away. Ugh, I don't even know what I'm looking for.
Shh.
Sorry. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have any history books about the company SA Communications?
What's that?
Right, thought so. What about cults in Winnipeg?
I've never heard of us having any cults, but we do have our local history section.
Sure. That's the best bet I've got.
Okay, so you'll want to go to the second floor, and if you keep heading straight, you'll find our Winnipeg room on the right.
Thank you. I know you're here. Why have you been avoiding me? You so have. You haven't talked to me since the bookstore. No time? You're a ghost! You don't do anything! And I'm literally the only human interaction you get! I see. You have nothing to say to me. Fine. Run away like you always do. Okay, door at the end to the right. Well, this is definitely not creepy at all. Okay, let's see if I can find anything. Maps. Maps. And more maps. There's not many actual books, just a lot of newspapers and random stuff. None of this seems to be connected to the church or anything I'm interested in. God, this is pointless. I don't think I'm gonna find any- What the hell? Where did this come from? The Up-to-Date Proceedings of Existence, Volume 1, Life and the Universe. I don't think that this belongs in here. I should probably bring it to one of the librarians. Okay, now you come back. I'm going to bring it down. It looks interesting. I know, I'm supposed to be looking for information, but I can't find any. And it wouldn't hurt to take a break. Thank you. Let's see. It has to be some type of, like, fantasy world thing. This is all real. Yeah, that's all it says on the first page. That's a very weird creative choice. Let me see. It doesn't have an author's name on here, or any publisher information. I guess it was torn out, maybe? Anyways, let's keep going. This book contains all information about, well, everything. You're right, not weird at all. This book is not weird just because it's above the level of human comprehension. Life, on the other hand, life is weird. Okay, this is starting to get me less pretentious author and more cursed book vibes. So I think I should bring this back to the libraries now. I see any on this floor. I guess I should go to the main desk then. Well, do you have a better idea? I'm not just leaving it on a table somewhere. It's better to bring it to them directly. I'm not interested in it. Okay, I'm almost at the desk. Be quiet.
Hello, did you find what you were looking for?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, but I did find this other book, and I think I'm going to get it.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. The best things in life are often not searched for. Where did you find this book?
It was in the Winnipeg archives. I didn't realize it was there until it fell on me.
I didn't think it would be happening so soon.
What would be happening so soon?
Here you go. It's all ready for you.
But you didn't even scan it, or my library card.
Oh, I have a feeling I'll be seeing this book again.
Right. Well, you have a good day.
You too, my Leah.
Okay, I am out of here. Dear Journal, today was pretty interesting. Okay, I think he's coming now.
You kept the book?
Yes?
Why would you do that? It's obviously cursed or something.
I know, but it... I don't know why.
Like some voice in the back of your head was telling you to?
Yes, that's exactly what it was like.
That's not a good thing. This book can't be good for you.
Why? Because it's mysterious and weird?
Yes.
Oh yes, that argument has a lot of weight coming from a ghost with vague abilities of his own. This book might give us information.
Sure, yeah. Let's see what information it gives us. I don't believe it.
While they go by many names, ghosts are generally similar creatures. Tethered to the earth by the beyond, the personalities of the dead are left in a semi-corporeal form, forced to wander the same location of their demise. They don't feel...
Can you stop that? Please?
Sorry, Wait, look at this! Ghosts have the ability to inhabit many things. People, devices, even complex networks.
Well, we know I can take over your body now. You're not the least bit concerned with that statement?
Sorry, I was just thinking about something.
What?
Okay, so remember when I lost my phone?
And I was trapped in an empty box alone? Yeah, I remember.
Well, I never found out who gave it back to me. They just left before I could see them. Whoever it was must be connected to the church, but still be good-hearted enough to return a lost phone. But also knew that it belonged to me and where I live.
Okay, what does this have to do with anything?
You're a ghost. You can possess things, including the security system that has cameras in the hallway.
I don't know. I'm still kind of tired.
Please. This could help me out a lot.
Fine. I don't know how I would do it, though.
Just go through the wall and find the cable that connects to the camera, and then follow it to the computer, and then find the footage for... May 30th, okay?
Okay. Wish me luck.
Well, I wonder how long that's gonna take him. Might as well look for other information while he's gone. Oh, it's still on the ghost page. I wonder how the energy of the beyond could trap a soul. Oh, right. Creepy book. The beyond, at its very core, is indescribable, because it does not exist within our universe. But because this is a book, we'll try to, with metaphors, to make this more easily comprehensible to the frail human mind. But you don't need to be rude about it. The universe that we know of could be said to live in a bubble. Outside of this bubble. Although outside is not a very good term because the beyond is not bounded by time or space, lies the beyond. However, the barrier is not solid, and slowly the beyond is steeping into our universe and one day will probably destroy all life? Well, that sounds fun! I wonder what fun facts are up next about the beyond. Maybe F!
That was not fun.
Did you find out who it was?
Yes. You know them.
What?
It's your friend. Lily, I think?
What? No, that... Are you sure?
Positive.
This has been episode 17, Life and the Universe. The Beyond Journal is written and narrated by Melia Hildebrandt and produced by Madison Posthumus. The voice of the librarian is Aaron Ashton, and the voice of Alex is Spencer Stevens. Thanks for listening.